Welcome to Down Home Radio. On today's episode, I speak with Hubby Jenkins, a New York blues musician and songwriter. Hubby plays as part of the Roots and Ruckus Music Collective down at the Jalopy Theater and here in Brooklyn. Every Wednesday night, he also plays lots of other gigs all over the city and around in general. Hubby's really doing great stuff with the old blues material and writing great songs as well. I talked to him about growing up here in New York City and getting into old folk music and stuff. He plays a bunch of songs for us live here in the studio and recommends a bunch of his favorite tracks from other musicians. So let's get down to the interview. And as usual, don't forget to check out downhomeradioshow.com for lots more information on this program and all our other programs. Hey, Hubby.
Hey, what's up, Eli? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for coming over. Well, I wanted to start out by asking you, I don't know how you got into playing blues or how you would describe your music and how long you've been playing it for.
I've always kind of been into music, I guess, playing saxophone as a kid and eventually making my way up to bass and playing bass guitar in a band and playing blues and playing, not really blues, but like kind of 60s revival electric stuff and Bob Dylan tunes and Beatles tunes and that kind of stuff. And just like a natural progression of being into, you know, Hendrix and Joplin and Dylan and Lennon kind of led to, you know, looking into older forms of music that they were inspired by. So I guess I just traced my way backwards from there.
What sort of stuff do you play now?
Now I play country blues and ragtime, and I guess my own songs are inspired by it and are whatever they are. Yeah.
About how long ago was that you switched, that you took up the acoustic guitar?
Oh, it must be about 5 years now, 5 or 6 years. And I was hanging out with a bunch of people who'd been playing guitar for a while and kind of spent a lot of time trying to catch up and hibernating in my room with, you know, records and my guitar, and I think it worked out okay, so.
And that was here in New York?
Mm-hmm. That's where I'm from. That's where I was born and raised, all that good stuff.
Whereabouts? Here in Brooklyn, or?
Yeah, I was born in Bed-Stuy, and I grew up in Bed-Stuy, and I moved around a lot, you know, to Park Slope, Sunset Park, all over New York, I guess, but mostly in Brooklyn, yeah, for sure.
What are you gonna play for us?
I think about playing one of the first songs I really got into all the John Henry tunes, and I remember seeing a video of Furry Lewis playing it, and I thought it was pretty cool. Fred McDowell, those two videos I saw, and I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. And I guess just kind of came with a random version that's changed a lot since when I first started playing it, but. Goes like this. Well, John Henry was a little old baby sitting on his papa's knee. When he grabbed up a hammer, steel driving hammer, he said, "Hammer, be the death of me, old boy." I said, "Hammer, be the death of me." John Henry got himself a little old wife, and her name was Maybelline. And everyone could hear Lord to hear when she shouts. She said, "Hear my husband's hammer ring, oh Lord." I said, "Hear my husband's hammer ring." Hey. And the captain is crying down. The old John Henry said, man ain't nothing but a man. And as soon as I leave this old railroad mine, gonna die with this hammer in my hand. Oh Lord, I said, die with this hammer in my hand. And the captain's crying right down. The old John Henry said, I think this mountain's caving in. And John Henry, he just turned around and shouted to his captain. He said, nothing but this hammer sucking wind, oh Lord, I said. Well, take my body right down to the church house and bury me in the same. And as every locomotive comes screaming right on by, well, there lies a steel driving man. Oh Lord, I said, there lies a steel driving man. Everybody want to know what his wife up to. I'm talking right now. Tell me who's gonna shoe your pretty little feet, mama. Tell me who's gonna glove your hands. Tell me who's gonna kiss those sweet red lips. Tell me who's gonna be your man. Oh Lord, I said, tell me gonna be your man. Well, my papa, he can shoe my pretty little feet, and my mama, she can glove my hands. And I don't need no one to kiss them sweet red lips. I said, I don't need no man, no man, oh Lord, I said.
That was awesome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Where did you see this video, or how did you pick up that song?
I mean, everyone kind of knows the story of John Henry, or not everyone, but if you're into it, you know.
It's an awesome, it's such an awesome story.
Yeah, and so I guess somehow I got my hands on Stephen Grossman videos, I think. I don't really dig him too much, but he usually has some good footage on his videos.
Yeah.
So I believe one of them had the Furry Lewis on it. His open D tuning one, his slide one, has the Mississippi Fred McDowell version on it, and I just thought they were really cool. And I guess the lyrics just kind of come from a bunch of versions of the song. And I guess just by choice, or I guess it was kind of organic, I cut out the parts about the steam drill and all that stuff, because most people know it. So I just really like the conversations between people and that are going on and the story, which is what I kept. And then people like it, so I guess it's pretty good.
Yeah, you have a really good narrative in there. How old were you when you got into like folk music?
Oh, I must have been 18, maybe 19 years old. I just got out of high school, and when I was in high school, I was really into classic rock and doing all those things. I was a tremendously terrible Doors fan, and then when I got out of high school, you know, I started, you know, smoking weed and doing the business, and I kind of just got involved into a lot of different types of music from there. And
who did you meet that was also doing this, or how did you get into it?
Oh, well, I had a good friend named Farrell Foster. He got also into the music at the same time. I think he was really into Reverend Gary Davis, I think. I think Candyman really blew his mind, and that was some of the first songs we listened to, and through him and like together, and we had a good friend named Jonah whose dad's house was filled with CDs that we would go and borrow for extended amounts of time. So that's where I got a lot of the exposure to the music. Was through that. I think the first couple people I heard were Lead Belly, John Hurt, you know, the usual cast of characters, and Skip James was probably the one who blew my mind the most, and Blind Willie Johnson also, who's still blowing my mind today, I think.
So where do you usually play?
I'm not too sure. I've kind of been hibernating a little bit and recently been coming out and figuring out places to play in the city. I've been playing lately. There's a guy named Randy Burns who's a guy who's been around the folk scene for a long time, who digs my stuff. He does a weekly show, semi-weekly show, at this place called Swift. It's an Irish pub on the Lower East Side off the Bowery. I've been playing there every week and trying to start a residency at this place called Niagara. You know the place on the Lower East Side? It's like on 7th Street or something like that by the park. So maybe I'll be playing there. God knows, you know. But just anywhere. If anyone, you know, I'll play anywhere, anytime. So if I can get my act together and figure out, like, how to make people let me play, you know, it'd be easier, right?
Yeah, man. Well, New York's totally crazy. And how do you feel about, like, you know, the folk scene thing in New York? I mean, how's it going right now? I mean, is it good or bad?
I think it's pretty shitty. I mean, if you step out of New York City for, you know, if you go even to like Ithaca or well, I won't say Boston. I mean, if you go, you just step out of the city, it's a lot easier for musicians in general, no matter what kind of music they're playing, I feel, to make a living playing music or have a community of people who are also playing music around them, supporting each other and doing the whole thing. New York, I mean, since it was created, has been money obsessed and, like, it's kind of...
New York's super cutthroat.
Yeah, and it's just tough. It's just really tough sometimes. And I think it's also tough for, like, solo artists, you know, if you don't have a band, you know, it's really tough to get gigs, but it's, I mean, it's also something about New York that really draws me, like, you know, so I can't complain, really.
Could you play another song?
Yeah. I guess I could do something, whip something out. I can whip something out, so. Do a little something.
He's got a capo.
Red capo. Song by a guy named Charlie Patton. It's called Shake It, Break It. It's one of my favorite songs. I was really obsessed with it for a long time. Well, you shake it, you can break it, you can hang it on the wall. Out of window, cage you for a fall. Shake it, you can break it, you can hang it on the wall. Out of window, cage you for a fall. My jelly, my roll. Pretty mama, don't you let it fall. Well, everybody got a jelly roll like mine. I live in town, but I ain't got no brown inside. I'm worried now about the jelly, my room. Pretty mama, don't you let it fall. Well, you can shake it, you can break it, you can hang it on the wall. Throw it out a window, kid, you for a fall. Shake it, break it, you can hang it on the wall. Throw it out a window, kid, you for a fall. My jelly, my room. Pretty mama, don't you let it fall. Said I'm in the town, I'm walking around. I ain't got no brown inside. I'm worried now about the jelly, my room. Pretty mama, don't you let it fall. So you shake it, break it, hang it on the wall. Out of window, cage you for a fall. You can shake it, you can break it, you can hang it on the wall. You can throw it out the window and cage you for a fall. My jelly, my rule. Pretty mama, don't you let it fall. Well, you can grab it, you can twist it, you can break it, you can shuck it anyway that I like to get it. I'm all right, mind. I'm worried now about the jelly, my rule. Pretty mama, don't you let it fall. Do one for nothing. Nobody here but me, oh, and my son. I say blue all the time as I, when the sun don't shine, got a jelly, my room. Pretty mama, don't you let it fall. Said you can shake it, break it, hang it on the wall, toss it out the window, cage you for a fall. You can shake it or break it or hang it on the wall, draw out the window, cage you for a fall. My jelly, my room. Pretty mama, don't you let it fall. Well, you can grab, you can twist it, you can break it, you can shuck it anyway that a brother can get it high. I'm my right mind, I'm worried now about the jelly, my rule. Pretty mama, don't you let it fall.
All right. Yeah. You approach that song in a really awesome way, and I feel like a lot of people when they go to play old blues or whatever, it gets to be kind of stiff, but you've avoided that completely. You know, you play that song in a really natural way, and I was wondering if you had any thoughts on how you approach learning material. Do you try to learn it exactly, like to the record, or?
Right. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I went through a phase of that. Like when I first started out, you know, everyone goes through like the obsessive stage of just like, you know, I can't believe he's doing that. Where's that? Is there two guitars? Like, fuck no. Yeah. And, I gotta get it. I gotta get it right. And I kind of went through that. And then eventually I kind of got comfortable with making up my own riffs and, you know, really appreciating the songs, not for being like, you know, these masterpieces or, you know, I don't know what the right word is, but just like appreciating like, hey, that's a song, I can take it and do my thing with it. I guess it's a folkloric process or something like that. And so I really dig the idea of people just taking old songs and making them their own and doing what they're going to do with them. Sometimes I do nitpick. One of my big things is rhythm. I feel like the rhythm is very important. You know, if you can hold down the rhythm, you can play around the rhythm, play the notes, you know, do all that kind of stuff. But I feel like rhythm's very important to the country blues. Hmm.
Have you played at like dances or anything?
Like high school dances or something?
Yeah, totally. Well, no, yeah, I guess that's a weird question. But I guess country blues was at one point played for people that were dancing. I was wondering if that ever broke out at any of your shows or anything.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I played a couple of house parties where people like to dance. I think one of the best times I played was at this Roots and Ruckus show when it was still in Manhattan. I remember playing, I believe it was They're Red Hot. It was Robert Johnson's They're Red Hot. And, you know, I had a big light shining in my face, and I couldn't really see the crowd or anything, and I'm just playing, and I think I must have, like, did like a little sit-up thing to adjust myself, and I could see behind the spotlight there's just a ton of people clustered together dancing wildly, and there's just one guy in his underwear just like freaking out, and apparently somehow the song had moved him to take off his clothes and dance. So that was a pretty cool experience. Yeah, if you get the right crowd, people can appreciate it for, you know, it being dance music or, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah,
that's awesome. So you played, what did you say? You played saxophone at one point, or no, what was it?
Yeah, I used to play, when I was a kid, my mom wanted me to be a jazz musician, so I used to, I played saxophone from about 5 or 6 until high school. And then when I got to high school, I started rebelling against my mom and picked up a cello and played classical music for a couple of years. And then one day some guy was like, hey, if you can play cello, you can play bass in my band. And I was like, cool, and got money together and bought a bass and went to join his band, but it was like a YouTube cover band. So I quit, and I had just had this bass, and like I was like, holy shit. And so I picked that up for a while, and that was really fun. And then I ended up here playing this stuff.
Was there music in your family? Do other people in your family play?
No, not really. My grandfather used to play church organ or whatever down in North Carolina. So I've heard some of that stuff. Just he had pretty cheesy taste, I have to admit, though. But yeah, most people in my family aren't very musical at all.
Do your family still in the South?
Yeah. Most of my family is from the South, from a town called Reidsville, North Carolina. And if you go there, I'm probably related, you know, through blood and marriage to about 85% of the people in the town. But yeah, they've been living there my whole life, and that's where I spent a lot of my summers growing up.
But did you hear any kind of like blues or old time music down there?
No, they're all church going people, and they listen to like, you know, like
modern gospel,
like,
or something.
Modern gospel, like Kirk Franklin and like random stuff. That's, you know, all that crazy organ and like sweaty black men in like suits, like screaming Jesus really loudly and stuff. That's the stuff that they were into, and I never really dug it too much.
Oh man, yeah, that's intense. Are there any folks out right now playing that, you know, that you particularly like or would recommend to people, like shows that you've been to?
Yeah, for sure. The last show that I went to was the East River String Band, which is John Hennigan and his wife Eden. I forget her last name, but, you know, I'm bad at that kind of stuff. But they're
actually, Brower.
Brower, yeah, you know who I'm talking about. I think they're really cool. She's got a nice voice going on, and he's like a badass guitar player, and that was a really cool show. I'm also really into this guy named Honeywells, who's from Maryland. I believe he's from Baltimore. I really dig his style. I went to go see him play a show, and he's
crazy.
He's completely crazy, you know. But like when he performs, he kind of sucks people in. Like you're either really sucked in, or you're kind of just like no, like no, thank you. So I really like him also, and I enjoy a lot of performers down at Roots and Ruckus, out in Red Hook. But you know, I think enough people are talking about that in your radio show, and yeah, I guess so.
Can I ask you for one more tune?
No. Yeah, okay. I could do one more tune. I was thinking about doing Old Montgomery, but I could do that. Is it too long? It's like 4 minutes. I mean, maybe I shouldn't do that.
That sounds like a minor tuning.
Oh, yeah, it's the Bentonia tuning. Yeah, it's E minor tuning from Bentonia, Mississippi, I guess. That when I had my Skip James obsession, I was really into this tuning and wrote a bunch of songs using it. And this is one of the songs I wrote. It's called Old Montgomery. It's about a trip I took to Montgomery, Vermont. I know, it's not very bluesy or nothing, but, and it was just, went up with a friend, and they had, like, a big town hall thing, and played at the town hall, met a pretty girl, what else, cut firewood, you know, slept on a floor next to a fireplace, and a cabin on the edge of, like, a giant forest, and... And it was just really nice, and I was really into the minor tuning at the time, so I just decided to write a song about the trip, and I like playing it, and I think some people like it.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah, great. It goes like this. Well, I can see those mountains something must be coming through. I had to leave that city, good God, I had to say goodbye, Lord, it's true. Well now, driver, 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 where you taking me? I'm gonna land you safely, boy, in old Montgomery. He had his little old cabin on the edge of the big boot. Said I got a pallet by the fireside waiting right there for you. Well, hubby went down and played at the old town hall. Everybody was having a real cool time, really was having a ball. You ever have a ball sound like this runs to a ball, man? Pretty little girl, she was dancing just for me. She'd take those stars right out of the night, the bell of old Montgomery. I said, pretty now, baby, won't you wanna be my wife? 'Cause I'm gonna build you a cabin, Lord, 16 old stories high. Oh, my pretty girl just stood there, shrugged her shoulders and gave me a little sigh. I had to kiss my good gal, and I tell you, I had to say goodbye. And she said, wait now, hubby, right before you go, I'm gonna love you, baby, no matter where you go.
And if this be the last time that you all see me, I just made my way right back to old Montgomery. And when I get back there, people tell you they'll be so glad that I'm back. Gonna be having a real good time. Really gonna be balling the jack. Oh, be balling jack, something like this, huh?
That's a great song. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I bet you say that to all. You say that to all the guests, don't you?
I have to. I have no other choice.
That's your job. Yeah, I know. I know, understand.
No, that was great. I mean, I've heard you play that before, I think.
But
yeah. That's a really cool song. So, the name Hubby. That's an uncommon name. How did you come to be called Hubby? Are you married?
No. I'm not married. I was married once, but I don't like to talk about it. I'm just joshing. Well, I mean, my real name's Hubert. But people call me Hubby because it sounds a lot better than Hubert, and I guess, you know, it's just like a nickname. Like, what do people call you?
Same crap.
Yeah. Hubby. Everyone calls you Hubby, you know? Right. But, yeah. So, yeah, it's just like a nickname. And
Well, I like it.
Yeah. I bet you say that to all the hosts, all the guests.
No. that I don't... First of all, I've never had anyone named Hubby on the show before. And, you know, I actually disparage some people that come here. You know, well, you know, could you recommend some songs by like recordings that you like that I could play along with this show?
Yeah, definitely. One song that I've been really into right now, as you can tell, I play a lot of slide guitar, I guess, is God Moves on the Water by Blind Willie Johnson. That's been a tune I've been obsessing over lately.
April the 14th day, great Titanic, drunk night boy, people that running free, God know, and the people that running free, the guards who had been watching, stay for day one time, when they heard the great excitement, many gunshots were fired, God know. On my, and the people that run and pray. Captain Smith gave orders, women and children first. Man at a life of a letter, man at a life of crush. On my, on my, and the people that run and pray. Happy home, all that they process. Lord Jesus, will you hear us now? Help us in our distress. Come on, people that run and pray, women that leave it, loved ones, before the safest. When they heard things, loved ones do, hearts that almost break. Come on. I know, and the people that run and pray. A.G. Smith, mighty man, filled a boat that he couldn't understand. Name it the name of God in the tin, middle of the sea, Lord, the boat is in. I know,
I know. And the people that run and pray. Well,
Kokomo Arnold is another one of my favorites. I've been listening to his version of Salty Dog, which is, I think, really, really hot. Sissy Man Blues is also really good.
Won't you let me be your salty dog? I don't wanna be your man at all, you salty dog. Oh, you salty dog. That's just one thing that's worrying my mind. All of these women's ain't none of a mine, you salty dog. Oh, you salty dog. Oh, you salty dog. As I ever been in my life, old Uncle Bud like caught me kissing his wife. You saw the dog. Oh, you saw the dog. There's big fish, little fish playing in the water. Come on back here, man, and give me my quarter. You saw the dog. Oh, you saw the dog. Oh, you saw the dog. Won't you let me be your salty dog? I don't wanna be your man at all. You saw the dog. Oh, you saw the dog. Oh, you saw the dog. Just like looking for a needle in a bed of sand, just to try to find a woman, ain't got no man. You saw the dog. Oh, you saw the dog. Since God made a woman and he made her mighty funny, the lips around her mouth is sweeter than honey. You saw the dog. Oh, you saw the dog. Oh, you saw the dog. Old Uncle Bud is a man like this. He saves his money and used his fish. You saw the dog. And your puppy, are you saw the dog?
Sunday morning. hollering some old dirty deacon. I've been run that bell, stole my gal and gone. Late Kogi morn, Lord, I woke up this morning with my paw grinding business in my hand. Till I woke up this morning with my paw grinding business in my hand. Lord, if you can't send me no woman, please send me some sissy man. I'm gonna sing these blues, mama, yeah, man. And I'm gonna lay them up on your shelf. I'm gonna sing these blues, mama. And I'm gonna lay them up on your shelf. Lord, if you wanna hear these blues again, mama, with me, sure gonna sing them yourself. I played Mr. Cole.
What else could you play? I'm also really into some old-time stuff. I've been listening to Sid Hemphill a lot. If you were to play something like Devil's Dream, I think that'd be kind of groovy. Song is so weird. I mean, it's such a cool song, though. I mean, it almost sounds like if you can see where they were going with that whole Devil's Dream, and just I love the fife and drum sound, and anything with someone just kind of moaning and yelping, I can definitely get into. And I just, it goes with that rhythm thing and just a good vibe that I really enjoy. Do you need more? Because I could give you more.
Yeah,
if you want.
Yeah, two more.
Two more. What else have I been listening to?
Could be anything.
It could be anything. I also, what else? I've been listening to Lord Kitchener lately. I know that's kind of different from country blues, but I think he's pretty cool. He's a calypso singer. I can't think of a song. Lord Kitchener in the Jungle I've been listening to, actually, which is pretty cool. And one more. Lydia Mendoza, who's one of my favorites, who, if she would marry me, I would marry her and be her hubby, and it would be a beautiful thing. Palita Luna, or what's the other one? Piensa en Mi. Those are two are probably the ones people know are really good.
Sueños de inmenso amor.
querida y bella, cuán blanco armiño, cuán blanco armiño, Dios mío.
Have you done much traveling around the country or elsewhere?
I've never been to Europe or anything. I've done a good amount of traveling in the country. That's how I learned a lot of tunes and stuff. Got a lot of practice in, learned how to perform by busking in strange towns and having to scream at people to make them give me money so I could leave their cities. But I've done a good amount of traveling from San Francisco on down through the South, back home again, that kind of stuff.
How were you getting around?
Various ways of, I've hitched a few rides. I've never hopped a train or anything like that because I like my legs. I'm pretty clumsy. Greyhound buses, which the last time I went traveling, I kind of swore I'd never do again. And
those are skeezy.
Yeah, it's never a good situation. I think the last time I was on a Greyhound, I met this Mexican guy, Famous Amos from Tijuana. And we were going, I don't know, I ended up in Phoenix with this guy, and he's like, get in my car, we're going to go to Tijuana. I was like, cool. And like, well, we're halfway down there, it's just like, why am I trusting some guy I met on a bus? You know, and then that's when, like, I realized the car was filled with crystal meth, and long story, but yeah, buses suck. Bus people suck sometimes.
There's so many fucked people on on those buses. Oh my God. It smells so weird.
Yeah. I remember once I was on a bus in Biloxi, Mississippi. It must have been like 6 a.m. or something. And the bus just pulls over, and a state trooper gets on, or I don't know, maybe it was just a sheriff or something. He just walks up to everyone, wakes them up if they're sleeping, like pokes their babies, and he's just like, hey, you an American citizen? Okay. You an American citizen? Okay. You know, like asking, is your kid an American citizen? And then there were like these two Polish chicks on the bus, and they were obviously not American citizens. So when you got to them, he's like, are you American citizens? Like, yes, you know, and it was really terrible because their visas had ran out and like all this other stuff. So at like 6 a.m, they're being like yanked off this Greyhound bus in like Biloxi, Mississippi. And yeah.
That's so crazy. But wait, you learned some tunes out on the road?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you meet people that taught them to you?
Yeah, I met a bunch of people. A lot of people whose names kind of escape me now, but some of the Robert Johnson tunes I learned in San Diego from I got off a bus there at like 1 a.m, maybe it was midnight, and met some guy who was like just playing guitar on the street playing Robert Johnson tunes, and I said, hey, teach me that. Like, I just got a guitar. All right, I just bought a slide. I was like, hey, teach me that. I just got this slide. He's like, yeah, I'm staying at this hostel on the beach. So I made it to the hostel on the beach, and I couldn't check in, but luckily enough, he was on the beach, and we just chilled on the beach all night, and he taught me a couple of tunes. Stuff like that. And when I was down in New Orleans for a couple of months, I met a bunch of really cool players who taught me some tunes. Learned a couple from a guy named Washboard Chaz. And his band,
Washboard Chaz. I like that.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy. And yeah, you know, hanging out in Frenchman Street, seeing a couple of the blues players that hang out down there. And I can't remember this other guy's name. I think his name is St. Louis Red, maybe. He's a good player, did lots of Mississippi Shake stuff. I learned a couple of tunes from him. Yeah.
When was all this traveling going on?
The last 3 years I've been doing that travel.
Off and on
for sure, yeah. Like, usually when it gets warm, I kind of get out of the city for some reason. I guess I should do it reversed, but that's just the way I function. So usually when it's warm, I get going and spend just a couple of months, you know, checking out the scene.
And hole up back in New York for the winter?
Yeah, I like to hibernate here, you know. New York City in the winter, kind of everyone becomes very introverted and kind of shuts down a little bit, in a way, in a sense. New York never shuts down, but I think it's a good place to kind of collect thoughts and, you know, do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's a good call. Well, what's your next step? What do you have plans for the future, gigs coming up, stuff like that?
Yeah, my next step, I'm in the process of making a record or a disc with Music Maker, and which is an organization based out of North Carolina. It's about helping old blues musicians, and also they have some contemporary artists like the Carolina Chocolate Drops, who most people, I don't know, most people have heard of them, but yeah, they're also on it. So I'm going to be doing that. My next gig in the city is coming up in about an hour, and then the one after that's coming up not this Wednesday, but the next Wednesday at Niagara, which is going to be the first night of that residency thing, see how that works out. Yeah, so those are my plans, and I guess I just keep playing music. I'm probably going to do some traveling, too, but yeah.
Well, cool, that sounds great, and thank you so much for being on Down Home Radio.
Oh, no problem, thanks for having me.
When I came to Georgia, money and clothes are heavy. All their money I had done, my Sunday.
That does it for today's show. Thank you for listening.
Don't forget to check the website, downhomeradioshow.com, for lots more information, links, and other good stuff. And we will see you again next time.
You better let a deal go down. The skin game coming to a close. And you better let the deal go down. Hold the card, dollar more, two more halves. Dollar more, the dude beat a nine. Dollar more, the dude beat a nine. Loving babe, dollar more, dude beat a nine. When I did.